This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
This is a sad week, I think. In a lot of ways, you might be thinking to yourself that Trump's going to get indicted for the third time. I don't know if that's sad or not to you.
It's not.
We could talk about the whole case that we saw with the website with 303 Creative and how there's a Michigan hair salon owner that's now refusing trans and queer clients.
No, I definitely want to hear more about that.
We could talk about that. We could talk about the fact that a judge in Texas is citing that as a license to discriminate against gay people. There's a spiral going on. Like, right. Morty and I were very specific to say that, and Lauren even said it the wrong way at lunch, that
I say it the right way.
303 Creative.
You say it in your own way.
There's no license to discriminate against LGBTQ+.
Yeah, it's just a freedom of speech. So it's not that you can deny an LGBTQ+ person or someone for race, religion, sex, marital status, or anything else. Mm-hmm. It's that you can deny to express your work about
certain
that topic.
Services.
Yeah, but not services to the people, services you're performing in general to any person.
Correct. And correct. So if like an LGBTQ plus person comes in and wants a regular cake at a bakery, you can't deny them a cake because they're LGBTQ plus. But if they come and want a pride symbol on the cake or want a cake for a gay wedding, technically you can, according to 303 Creative.
Well, only to the extent that you'd also deny the pride cake to a heterosexual person.
Correct.
As well. It's
correct.
That you don't make pride cakes.
Correct.
It's
correct.
Not that, and these two cases already are testing the bounds of that because they read it apparently like Lauren was mishearing it to say, anyway, that's not why I'm sad. So I know Alex wants to
why
talk
are
about
you
it.
Sad?
He's sad because it's the 9 days.
The 9 days of what?
The temple being destroyed.
It is very sad about that. Yeah. But that I always say what up, cuz. So I feel better.
What up, cuz?
But
that's why I haven't shaved.
I appreciate that. I thought you were just trying to get this masculine good look.
No, it's
I got
a sign
going on
of morning.
And what day are we on?
Thursday is the 9th of Av, which is a fast day.
But today is Friday, so
I think we're on day 3.
Day 3.
Yeah.
And so, but we're not fasting today.
No, but you're technically not supposed to eat meat because it's celebratory. You're not supposed to go to weddings. You're not supposed to listen to live music.
And so when you say meat, though, that doesn't include fish.
Correct. You can have fish. I actually saw something funny. Someone in my synagogue, like we have a synagogue guys chat.
He's
sick of eating dairy, so he posted a picture of somebody like grilling milk.
Oh,
there's a thing.
It's like, what am I supposed to do?
There's a thing at Fresh Market, actually, of a cheese for grilling, which I thought was really bizarre. I thought it would like melt all over my entire
grilled cheese.
It was just the cheese.
Just the cheese.
Yeah, it was like a big thick, and it was like made for grilling. They were like, put this on your grill instead of a steak. It was like
drip into the fire.
That's what I just said.
Maybe it's a special. It's got to be special cheese.
So
like fake cheese.
I want to go to all these topics, but I want to tell you about what's going on. I already referenced the "What Up Cuz" sign that we got going on.
Chaz.
As you see, we also have our Leapcast sign, and that's in honor of my sadness. A little. I'm going to tell you about my sadness.
Are those two tears over there?
What do we got? Tears
like above the leaf
for
cast.
Andrew's sadness.
He's holding the sign. So if you don't know what we're talking about because you're listening
like
to this
tears.
Podcast.
How do you know they're
Lauren.
Listening and not watching? We could be having people watching our clips
for the benefit of our listeners.
Yes. The benefit of Mysticat.
If you want to watch the clip, you can go on Andrew's
see
TikTok
the tears,
page.
Andrew?
Where's the tears?
Look above the leaf cast sign.
Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening.
No, those are the handles, Morty. Those aren't tears.
That's
from the post.
Right now.
I'm here with you, Lauren.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Morty, this is a post. This is a post coming off. These are the hooks for the shingle that are going there.
Yeah, but you could also view it as you have the headphones on a head right?
Yeah.
And then there's the tears coming from the eyes.
I'm lost.
So are we sad or happy?
But I'm going to tell you, I am sad.
Tell me why you're
sad. I'm sad not about, this is not why I'm saying this is a reference. I'm sad as an aside about Tony Bennett. But that's really not enough. Yeah. That's not enough for me to be sad. He lived till like 96.
He had a nice long life.
Long life. But I'm sad because I think we're at the end of Bob Weir. And in honor of Dead & Company and their final show in San Francisco, did you see what they did with drones?
No.
Oh, so that's what this, why we needed this neon sign now.
Tell me.
At their final show, they did like a laser light show, but not with laser lights, with drones in the sky doing, you got to watch this. It's so incredible. They had the Deadhead. They had the guy with the hat that comes off, you know, from the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had it moving. All the drones were doing this.
Oh, that's really cool.
And I'm really sad about it because I'll tell you what happened. And this is just nothing to do with our show, but you should be aware of these types of things in life because you start off with Jerry Garcia. And what happened in the 90s, he died. Very sad. He sang roughly 75% of the Dead songs. Mm-hmm. You had Bob Weir singing about 15%. And this is what's interesting is that Dead & Company started with John Mayer. He comes in, right? And you think John Mayer is going to take over for Jerry Garcia, which
I hate his voice.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good trade. Jerry is amazing.
Is body not a wonderland?
Yeah, okay. Well, it is for like every single celebrity out there.
So a lot of people, and they're Google Gaga for him. Like,
they're crazy.
I like John Mayer.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Too.
Both the girls
are totally. I've read about
we're
him.
Blushing.
I was into Jerry.
He never left like a bar alone.
He's amazing.
Yeah, never
was. But I have to tell you, Jerry was disgusting looking, and he also never left a bar alone because I think that when you're famous like that. But anyway, the point being that this is what I think is so interesting. Bob Weir took over for Jerry when Jerry died as the lead singer. So he started singing Jerry's songs.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times you thought John Mayer was singing, but he was just rocking out with the guitar. He played the minority of the songs. And Bob has like a much more like one tone voice. Like it's like, and Jerry was like more all over the place. So we're done with the Bob Weir line of all Grateful Dead songs, I think. Like, he's kind of old now.
Right.
And so we'll see now if we're going to see, and this is what people are saying. Lauren's looking at me. Are we going to see Uncle John's band? That's what people are saying is coming next.
Uncle John's band.
No, that's what they're saying. Because, like, Bob Weir said that he sees the Dead is each person expressing their music, I'm paraphrasing, that he was able to sing Jerry's songs. He didn't take away from Jerry to sing the songs. It was just another way of saying it.
Yeah.
And if you see John Mayer's interview, if you're not Alex and Lauren, you could actually listen to the words and not just go goo goo gaga the whole time.
I don't hear the words.
Yeah. If you listen to him, he says that Bob really wants him to keep it going with the next act. And there's now a thing about what the next names or the new band's going to be. But anyway.
They're renaming it?
Well, that's what I'm saying, because Dead & Company had its final show. That's why we're sad.
Right. End of an era.
And
we're so sad.
Bob's gone. Very sad. We're trying to get.
He'll be alive.
We're trying to get lights.
Johnny.
He's alive, but he's done. And we're trying to get lights in honor of them because we want to be as cool as the Dead.
Totally.
And the question becomes, and I just bring this up, of is John Mayer going to let us down and go back to making, as Morty was saying, his songs?
What's his big song, Daughters?
Wonderland. You told us.
No, Daughters.
Whatever.
Daughters.
And you have to be good to your daughter. I could cry right now. I love him.
But the question becomes.
Such a monotone. Melody. Like,
it's emotional, Morty.
I guess the words are okay.
Bob Weir sings in a monotone too, and he sang all the songs. But I want to see, this is what I want to know, and this is a very important thing for the Leapcast. We're honoring this today. Is John Mayer going to go back pansy style, or is he going to create the new era of the Grateful Dead? Are we going to have Uncle John's band? I'm gunning for that to be the name.
That would be cool.
I would just love to see Uncle John's band. And like, I don't know if you saw last week, they had Dave Matthews sing with them.
Oh, no, I didn't.
With Dead
& Company. He sounds just like John Mayer.
And so what I'm thinking is you bring Dave drops
no,
Dave.
Yeah, he does. He's got that same weird, like, accent.
I don't think at all.
No.
But
I just saw Dave Matthews this week, and he looks like he's on a lot of drugs, I got to tell you.
Well, he's perfect for it then. What I'd like to see, though, is I'd like to see Dave drop Dave Matthews Band, join John Mayer, and they can now do the next Uncle John's Band.
I'm cool with that.
I think it would be
super
awesome.
I think that would be a cool collaboration.
I think so. We'll see.
Yeah.
So I'm on
Waiting on the World to Change. That's his big song.
Morty.
Waiting on the World to Change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No melody.
Mm-hmm. I'm on social media.
Wow, Morty.
And these people are fighting with me left and right. And they're fighting with me about like things like Hunter Biden. And I don't know if you saw Marjorie Taylor Greene start a revenge porn.
Yeah.
She decided revenge porn. And she put like picture of his schmeckula on.
Horrible and tacky. Yeah.
What'd she do?
What she took a laptop and showed it, I think at a hearing, yeah, and it was him naked with his hoo ha blacked out.
Who does that?
Yeah, it was blacked out.
Yeah,
blacked
out. It was blacked out, but still, such poor taste. Who does that?
Hoo ha.
Crazy people.
And so, first of all, that could be a crime. So don't do it yourself. It's not a crime for her because. Right. Anyone in the Congress in the speech and debate clause have immunity for what they do on the floor.
Right, but is it considered porn if you don't actually show the schmeckle?
It's questionable. Yeah. It's questionable without
the
schmeckle.
It's a gray
area. It's a gray area.
Well, black area. Exactly.
And it also might not be porn because he's of a public interest.
Mm.
Anyway, so someone was fighting with me on a
lot. Hold on. Oh, wait. If you post a nude picture of someone of a public interest, it's not revenge porn?
Well, I want to say this. There's revenge porn that's a state crime. And then there's dissemination of an intimate image, which is a federal crime, not crime, a lawsuit. And that one has an exemption if it's public interest, but the state one may not. So I don't want someone in like Wyoming to be listening to this. I don't know if there's a law in Wyoming and do what they do.
Yeah.
But there is an exemption in the federal law, Morty. But anyway, my point being, this guy starts going at me on social media and he's telling me about how it's the Biden crime family, and how do I not see what they're doing and going out? And I go, what does it have to do with revenge porn, dude? Like, I'm not saying that it's good, bad, or indifferent. I'm saying, why is Marjorie Taylor Greene into revenge porn? At least show us his junk if you're doing it. Like, I want to see junk.
What was the context of it? What was the point?
She was doing an entire thing about, I think, integrity of government, or I forget the specific context, but it was a hearing, and she just decided to revenge porn him. That's the whole point of revenge porn. There's no point besides trying to shame someone.
I remember her talking, I don't know if this was the same time, but she was talking about how he was in this whole like prostitution ring.
Yeah, that's the concept.
Is that what it is? Okay. And that he was taking deductions for his prostitution expenses.
Honestly, I didn't focus much besides saying like this. I was like,
too busy trying not to focus on the schmeckle.
Well, you know, when you're on TikTok and they show you like a little glimpse and you're like, I want to see if they're really showing the naked thing.
Yep.
I want to see how well she blacked it out. So I kept being like, did she miss a spot?
Were you zooming in?
I was zooming. I was checking. And so I was curious. But my point being that
how curious.
When this guy's fighting with me, he keeps coming and I go,
not circumcised.
He was trying to Photoshop out the black thing.
Well, I said back to this guy, I'm going to tell you, I was trying to Photoshop out the black thing, like Morty said. And, no, but that's my point. I was interested in that.
Yeah,
And this guy on social media, some other people too, are coming at me about the Biden crime family and how I don't know about nepotism. First of all, that's not what nepotism means. But I don't think he got a job in porn because of Joe. But that's another story. My point being, I said back to the guy.
Let's just think about that for a second.
Back to the guy, why don't you get a life? Like, why do you care? And like, I think healthy people, and this is why we started the show this way, healthy people are trying to zoom in on Marjorie Taylor Greene's pictures to see if you see a little junk in the trunk that's sticking out.
That's what healthy people
do. Yeah. I don't think they're listening to the Biden crime syndicate and trying to understand and be pro or against Hunter Biden. Yeah. Now, I think
they're trying to measure the width of the rectangle.
That's what I'm trying to say. No, but
I'm more concerned with
the length and the width of the rectangle.
But if you have a life, you're saying to yourself, I wonder if there's going to be Uncle John's band, and I wonder if Dave is going to join him. Mm-hmm. And I really love that drone show, how cool drones are. And wow, this clown show, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is trying to revenge porn someone. At least I could be entertained and see if she slipped up with the black marks to cover it up. You're not sitting home going into your basement and fighting over whether Hunter is getting nepotism to be a porn star.
That would have been amazing if she had held up one of her pictures and she forgot to black it out. Oh my God.
Well, that's what my whole point is.
That would be amazing.
I'm picturing her like trying to use Photoshop, you know, like right before the hearing.
I think you guys,
whose job was that? You got to put the perfect
some
size
intern,
rectangle.
Some government intern.
Imagine your next job, though. Not that job. When you go to your next job and you're in the interview.
I blacked out. Hunter Biden's penis.
It's going right on the resume. I'd put it.
But do you know if he has a penis or maybe he's post-surgery?
No, I think I've seen his penis.
What? You have? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, there are pictures on the internet of his penis.
Which internet are you on, man?
What sites are you on, Mark?
The same one as Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No, from the laptop from hell.
That's what she was showing.
Yeah.
She was showing.
I think there are pictures of his junk.
His junk's, his junk's no longer in the trunk.
I'm mistaking it with Anthony Weiner's junk. His junk I've definitely seen.
I guess the public is interested, Andrew.
We were in an elevator, Lauren and I. Yeah. An Islanders game
going Wiener to
our,
was there?
A bougie
Wiener
suite.
Was in our elevator.
No. It was Wiener, our kids, and Wiener and our kids. Wiener and our kids.
He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
He was nice. He was funny. He was cool. We get out and we're with these other people and he's like, "You let that Wiener by your kids?" And I was like, "We didn't let the Wiener touch our kids." And it was like a whole thing. Like, yeah. He got very upset. He was
have changed his name before he started.
It was really
pictures.
Bad for him. Like, you know. True. Although, doesn't he have a different name? Isn't it? What was his name? He had the best name. It was. What was his? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. Oh, his internet name. Oh, it was awesome.
It was like Captain Huge Schlong or something like that.
I'm going to have to look it up.
You have to look that up.
I got
to
look that up.
If he didn't use a wiener pun, I'm not even interested.
It was amazing. Oh. It was amazing. So I want to tell you about the news I think is the most interesting. I think Trump's boring. What do you think, Alex?
I agree 1,000%.
Like, I don't care.
Boring. I'm over it.
I'm not, like, when you correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm over talking about it. I'm not over it like they should let him go.
No, I'm just overhearing about it.
What is it, Marty?
Carlos Danger. Yeah,
is that amazing?
That's even better.
Laura, we should have called him Carlos. What was
Carlos
it, when he was
Danger.
On there? When we were in the elevator.
Hey, like, Carlos.
I recognize you. Aren't you Carlos?
It would have been better if we had Spencer do it. Be like, are you Carlos?
Oh, my God.
No, it would have been better because Ari is four. If Ari would have yelled out, Danger. I should have whispered to you.
Stranger Danger. Stranger Danger.
So I have to tell you, though, I'm over this Trump stuff. I'm over what's happening with Fannie Willis. I'm over. I want to tell you, I'm even over, although I didn't have it on my bingo card with Trump. I have the Trump bingo card. It's the full set where you have the Atlanta charges. You have the New Jersey charges. You have the D.C. charges. You have the Florida charges. You have
New York?
The New York
bingo.
Charges.
What about you said D.C.?
But I didn't have any. I didn't have on my bingo card. I didn't have the fake electors getting charged in Michigan.
People.
Yeah, that was totally out of left field.
Oh, yeah.
And so that really blew my bingo.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you won the bingo.
No, I lost because it wasn't on my card. And now I'm considering that all these states that had fake electors, they're all about to go down in that duty pan. What was interesting about that, the only thing I found interesting is I never heard of the crime of uttering and publishing. Mm. That's apparently a crime.
Uttering and publishing what?
So what that means is you forge or use fraudulent documents, mm-hmm. and then you transact business with them.
Oh.
And I didn't know that. They got charged with that. They're facing 85 years in jail on eight counts, and some of them are in their 70s.
Yikes.
Didn't have that on my bingo card. And honestly, they're a little interesting. Only because I saw one of these old hags that was one of them talking, and she was like, "We had no idea. The head of the Republicans called us in. We went in a room. They wouldn't let my husband in. I felt worried about it. I just signed in, and then they walked us. The head of the attorney from Trump, he walked us. They wouldn't let us in."
Andrew, you're channeling right now.
She was
you're
great.
You're doing a great job.
Well, you know what it is? I think that you're just giving me more credit because you're still thinking about John Mayer, and you're she's like, it's a wonderland.
John Mayer's face.
I'm just going to hold him up next time. But the most interesting thing, and he served me so well, I should send him fruit platter, the shithead, is DeSantis did the winner for me of this week. The most interesting, and it's worth talking about, and not because he did it. It's just interesting. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you what he did, and then I'd like to spend some time with you guys just discussing it because I think it's interesting.
Discussing it?
Morty.
So DeSantis calls for the state investment manager to consider action against Bud Light's parent company. So let me break it up of what it is, and then you'll tell me what you all think. Governor DeSantis is urging the state's pension fund to consider bringing a lawsuit against InBev, which owns Bud Light, because he's saying that they used this influencer, just to remind you, if you weren't part of the hip circle of people that have no life, For a little time, people that were not trying to remove the blackout of Hunter's junk or like worrying about John Mayer being in his Wonderland.
For junk.
You know, the people... Well, I want to squeeze. Oh, so God. Here's the thing. I'm gonna be blacklisted by DeSantis for that one. But anyway, what he said, just so we're on the same page, is he did this whole thing, and he wants them to go after InBev, because InBev, and I want to just get the exact words right so we could be on this thing, it was radical social ideologies. So what he's saying is that the shareholders, so this is what we got to break out. Forget DeSantis. Try to forget everything. I know you're not going to forget John Mayer.
I will never change.
But everyone else, I just want you to think about this. A company target markets a group. They hire a spokesman to target market that group. You could disagree with them targeting that group. You can protest, as DeSantis led the charge to protest Bud Light for that group. You don't need to drink their product, eat their product, use their service, all good. I don't disagree with any of that stuff so far. I think you're a fool, but I have no legal, I don't care. And so you do that. I don't care if Bud, I didn't think Bud Light was delicious to start with. I know. So like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. Like, it wasn't like I'm not drinking a Bud Light now.
I wanted to drink it more after I saw.
I tried one after and it was still not for me.
I haven't had one since college. Though.
It's like your good like neighborhood pizza store. Just like does the trick.
No.
It's fair enough. I mean, in college it did the trick.
Like I think if you're doing it, go Natty Light.
Go all the way down.
I used to play
like a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
The kind of beer that you play beer pong with.
I used to, speaking of beer pong, my favorite drinking game was Flip Cup.
I used to love Flip Cup.
With Bud Light.
I'm really bad at Flip Cup.
I'm so bad at really it too, good. But I liked it. It was exciting.
Really good.
Well, here's the thing. When you ladies say you were bad, though, isn't the name of the game to lose?
Unless you're really competitive.
When we play these games, I'd always want to lose.
Then you'd get really drunk.
Yeah, I'd torture myself some more after. Like, I lost again.
Right. That was the goal at that time.
Yeah. So, anyway, here's the thing. Bud Light puts out this spokesperson. People protest the spokesperson, namely DeSantis pushing the protesting of Bud Light because of this person. They want to stop Bud Light because transgendered bad, transgender is going to ruin our kids, transgender's going to ruin everything, except transgender is so bad because sexuality is so bad, except if you're Marjorie Taylor Greene showing junk on national TV while you're in the halls of Congress.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
But this is bad. Let's go with it being bad. Can we accept just for argument's sake that Bud Light did a bad thing by promoting and target marketing just for the point of...
For argument's sake, yes.
Let's just go with that.
Okay.
The question becomes, is does target marketing the wrong group that offends other groups rise to the level of a breach of fiduciary duties to shareholders where the shareholders can sue the directors for making a faux pas in their marketing? You understand where I'm going with this? DeSantis is saying we were against Bud Light in their marketing. They targeted a group. Bud Light's thought, just so we get off from the beginning, I never spoke to Bud Light, but I'm 100% positive.
They just want people to drink their beer.
Yeah. And they were like, listen, these transgender people could drink more of our beer. So let's target market these transgender people, make more money from them. And unfortunately for Bud Light, they didn't focus group on the other groups that were adversely impacted that didn't want to drink Bud Light. So it was a faux pas. It was a bad marketing, right?
They didn't control for how hateful people are.
Yeah. Which is a mistake. But at the end of the day, the question becomes, and this is what I think is so interesting, if DeSantis is right, couldn't any business that the shareholders disagree with their target marketing on basically any grounds, because I could say on this knowledge, everything's a radical social ideology, just like he's admitted he doesn't know what woke means.
Yeah.
To me, everything's radical social ideology. Yeah. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing. So doesn't that mean that whenever you are a shareholder, like I'm thinking if he wins on this lawsuit of what he wants to do, I'm going to buy one share of stock in every company on the S&P 500. Mm-hmm. And the next time they target market someone, I'm going to say that's a radical social ideology and sue them for that. Because what he's suggesting is, so I want to point out, before Morty, I want to know if you even think, before I even point out, do you think that this is like even a viable lawsuit? Like, is this going to get laughed out of court? Like, let's forget if you agree or disagree that Bud Light should have or should not have targeted the transgender community. Let's forget for a second that DeSantis was behind the protesting, which, by the way, made the stock market value plummet, which therefore is the damages that he's now saying that he should sue for. So he caused in his self-fulfilling prophecy the damages that now he's suing for.
What is he claiming the specific breach of fiduciary duty is?
Target marketing to this group, because he's saying that this group was a radical social ideology. He's saying, because you promoted beer to transgender people, which is a radical social ideology.
Well, I think the only potential breach of fiduciary duty is if they did it knowing that it would have a bad effect in terms of consumers that were against what they're doing, and it would be an overall negative.
Would that be a breach of fiduciary duty, though, or just terrible business?
Probably just terrible business.
Like, what if they had?
You're right.
To be clear, to Alex, before we go there, a breach of fiduciary duty really needs self-dealing.
But can it be that they weren't looking out for the best interest of the shareholders? They were looking out for their social ideology.
Probably not, because you have what's called the business judgment rule, which says the board of an entity is protected from any bad decision as long as they didn't engage in some sort of self-dealing or corruption. Right. Mm. And so the question becomes, maybe this is true. Maybe your point, and I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong, maybe it's that someone on the board is sitting around praying to transgender people, and they believe that they're going to sacrifice the whole company because they're trying to promote transgender people. Maybe they're coming out themselves, and they felt like their worldview was so terrible, and they didn't actually care about sales. They just wanted transgender people. It would have to be so insane for it to become a case, because otherwise the business judgment rule just protects against any of these suits.
Right.
I mean, look, in defense, they're just going to say, we wanted to target people of the LGBTQ plus community.
No, they didn't. They didn't want to target the L. They didn't want to target the B. They didn't want to target the G. They didn't want to target the Q.
Just the T.
Okay. This was a just the T movement.
So they wanted to reach out to the T's to drink their beer.
Which is, again, to my point, I think it's so anti-business. And I have to.
That's my instinct also.
Anti-business. Yeah. Like, let's assume, like, people are asking me, Newsweek asked me, they go, what's the evaluation of the case? And I couldn't even get there, because let's assume that the case doesn't have the business judgment rule. Mm-hmm. And let's assume you could DeSantis's pension wins. Mm-hmm. And let's assume they sue. What is the next business that, like, you're watching? I'm just going to go start watching commercials and be like, wow, the Barbie movie is targeting women. And I think that women should be in the fucking house all day cleaning up and doing stuff. They shouldn't get dolls. They should be learning how to sweep all day. Right. And I think what they're saying is that's a radical social ideology. You're empowering women. I'm totally against this whole thing.
Right.
And now I want to go sue on this Barbie movie.
Well, it's about as ridiculous as that.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. You can't get any more ridiculous on this. And so what I guess this is where we started the conversation. Morty, what up, cuz?
What up, cuz?
Chaz.
Well, you say Chaz, but how would have you spelled it?
C-H, I guess, U-Z?
Well, the chazaka, like chazaka, if you were to do it, is C-H-A-Z.
Well, that's chazaka, that's Hebrew.
Yeah.
Yiddish, I think, would probably be with like a U.
So you think when you were selling us you were the chazaka, it's been Yiddish the whole time?
Yeah.
So I misunderstood you.
Yeah, I think you did.
You've been a Yiddish chazaka when I thought you were a Hebrew chazaka.
And now I'm a Hispanic chazaka.
You are Hispanic. Like Bono. It's appropriate for this. Did you feel like you were targeted?
I did. I did.
What are you going to do about it?
I want to be more diverse here.
Here's the thing, though. Alex, I'm going to monitor. I know you want to talk about this. What's going on with 303 Creative? Mm. I'm going to monitor if other fools keep doing this.
Yeah.
Because, like, we have two so far. Like, the first one I told you about a second ago about this hairdresser person that it's like crazy talk. It's like they say, I want to read you the thing if I can even find it. It's just so nutso. A Michigan hair salon announced on Facebook that she would not be providing services to transgender or queer people, reportedly writing that they should seek a grooming service for animals. Yeah, I'm not going to go into it yet. And then there was this other one that the judge in Texas, he's citing this new 303 creative as a license to discriminate because it's for Jesus. I'm going to monitor and see if more of these things happen. And if it starts spreading, we'll do like a whole show about it.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
But for now, here's really where my show is. And this is where I want to be thinking about the Liebcast today. You have a day where Tony Bennett, who, by the way, rocked out with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, he's very cool.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And he had Alzheimer's and he was still performing. Like, wow, the guy cool. in his 96. Then you got Bob Weir, national treasure, passing the baton to Uncle John's band, who I'm hoping is going to recruit Dave Matthews. And then you got Marjorie Taylor Greene giving us revenge porn that we can all be talking about online. And the question becomes why you're sitting home thinking to yourself, the radical liberals are going after Trump. It's the Biden crime family.
Bud Light, just like that.
Bud Light should be sued because they help the gays. They don't even say transgendered.
Yeah.
I think the real message is get a life. This is the Liebcast.
Find us on social media at Listen to Lieb or visit listentolieb.com.